him before again. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Holy will multiplied to me. There my burdens open liberty at Calvary. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for this night, Lord. Thank you for dying on that old cross for a old sinner like me, Lord. I do pray, Lord, tonight that you would meet with us and touch us, Lord, and your spirit would move about this service. Lord, be with the preaching and the singing, and forgive us for our sin, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Good to have everyone here tonight. Appreciate you coming. Good to have some visitors.
Amen.
I do want to thank those for coming in, getting to your seat. And I know you say, preacher, I don't like this. I really don't care. I'm just going to be honest with you. I really don't care. I'm trying to keep everyone safe, and sometimes we're our own worst enemies. Amen. And so I appreciate you coming in, going to your spot, and we can talk from there. In fact, we were here, I don't know, we're here a good hour early, and had folks come in, and we were just able to sit and talk. We don't have that large of a sanctuary. Amen. We can all talk. We can all do this. Our goal, our whole desire is to have a two-week revival and not shut down 2 weeks after.
Amen.
Amen. It does absolutely no good. You say, preacher, boy, we were able to have a revival. That's great. And then we shut down for the next month.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Amen. So I'd rather just have a revival and then just keep on a going. Amen. It's building up steam. Let us keep a going. Keep serving the Lord. Keep going. Keep driving on. You say, preacher, I don't believe all the numbers. I really don't either. But I don't know what to believe. All I know is people have died from it. I've known some of them. I do know it's real. I don't know how you get it because they don't either. However, I do know that God gave us brains and we're going to use them.
Amen.
Amen. And listen, all that matters is that God meets with us tonight and He can get through that string. But you know one place He can't get through? Your lack of faith. And he won't press you. He won't pull you. He won't make you. You've got to be willing. Amen. And so God has a work to do. God has a desire to move. And so I know you're going to say, preacher, you already quenched that. If I quenched it for you, buddy, I'm telling you, you and I could go out back. We'll arm wrestle about it. Amen. And we'll see how that works for you. How's that getting you so far? Amen. Amen. I begin to like that, Jacob. Amen. How's that working for you? Amen. That might just be the motto through the year. Amen. How's that working for you? Big dummy. Amen. All right. Well, I know normally we take up a love offering. If anyone wants to give on your way out the door, there is a water jug sitting right there, and all the money will be given, and make sure that they get it. But sitting there, say, preacher, I like the old offering plates. I don't care about that either. I think it's sad to think that we got to have an offering plate dangled in front of our face before we do something. If no one sees us, we don't want to do it. Amen. Hold on now. Preacher might start preaching. Amen.
Yeah. I don't want to offend anyone. Amazing to me.
Isn't that what the Pharisees did? They had the bell and they rang it. Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, brother, I wasn't back then, but that's just what I've been told. Amen. Still goes on today.
Amen. Well, I know it was about 10 years after.
Yeah. Oh, it's another one of them songs I can't half see.
Page number 24. He's in the midst. Page number 24, choir, please. Start out on the chord, on the verses, right?
As you travel down life's road, He is with you every day. With every step you take, He walks ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. Turn to page number 125 in our hymn books, The Solid Rock. Page number 125, The Solid Rock. And when you get there, please stand if you're willing and able.
Brethren, we have met to worship, and God, you're the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray that holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, see poor sinners round you slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving. Can you bear to let them go? See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray that holy manna will be showered all around. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then He'll call us home to heaven. At His table we'll sit down. Christ will gird Himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
Children along, where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary ones feet. God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some knew great sorrow, but God did the sun. In the night season, and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads His dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, the darkest of night, God leads His dear children along. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads His dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood.
There was an end to that. Amen. Amen. Well, brother, you ready?
Yes.
It's really what we came for. I enjoy the singing. I do. I enjoy the fellowship. But if we didn't come for the preaching of God's Word,
yeah,
it's foolishness preaching that God saves souls.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. Amen. Amen. Been another day, hasn't it? You can fill it in whether it's been good or not. But God sure has been good. Sometimes the days are not good. Sometimes the nights are not good. But God's always good. We say that all the time. You know why? Because He's always good. Amen. Good to see all of you. It is good to have visitors with us tonight. And when you think about the COVID, you don't have many visitors during the COVID time, do you? But praise the Lord for these that have come out tonight. And I want to commend the church tonight for the faithfulness. I'm telling you, about every night, you can look and there you are. Amen. And we're glad that you are. Amen. Because you do make up the church. Amen. And so praise the Lord for that. And we're just thankful for you tonight. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis, chapter number 6. We've been close. Well, that's where we've been, hadn't it? Chapter number 6 of the book of Genesis. And you find chapter 6 of the book of Genesis, if you'll stand with us tonight. We'll start reading with verse number 11. Verse number 11. I don't know what's happening. The song leader getting happy. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. 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 Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 11. The Bible says, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without." Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you tonight, Lord, for your precious word. God, how we love it. And Lord, we just thank you, God, that we talk about you gave your Son. You gave us your word also, Lord, which is your Son. Lord, thank you, God, for the gifts that you have bestowed upon us. And even, God, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, God, you had presents for us just waiting when you would give them to us as we got saved. Lord, just thank you tonight. God, I pray now that you would speak to our hearts, that you'd help us tonight. God, I pray that we would just, God, if we're not in the ark of safety tonight, I pray that we'd get there. God, if we as Christians are not in your will, I pray we would get there tonight. Lord, it's time we just get in and start serving you. Father, help us tonight. We'll thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We look here. We've been preaching a little bit this week. God just led us in this direction, but we've been preaching a little bit about Noah, finding out some things. Actually, we've been preaching about the God of Noah, Noah's God, amen, and how great and how awesome that He is and how that He's done things. And everything He's done and will do is always in order, amen. There's no chaos with God. Everything's in order. Even in a world where things are out of order, God's still in order. And praise the Lord for that. If you say, "Brother Danny, I'm so messed up, I'm so mixed up, I'm so confused, I don't know what to do." Listen, evidently you've stepped out of the fellowship of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Because in Him is peace.
Right.
Pastor spoke about that peace this week. In Him is peace. Amen.
Yeah.
And you say, "But I don't know which way to go." In Him is direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I'm serious, folks. Listen, we need to get more in Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Deeper in Jesus. Amen. And all of it may not make sense.
Yeah.
Amen. I'd hate to meet somebody that understood all this junk.
Right.
Amen. It may not make sense, but praise God. Here's what we'll do. We'll just settle down and say, but praise God, He knows. He knows, and He'll give us that peace that passeth all understanding. How can a person have peace in a time in which we live today? Boy, isn't it chaotic? Amen. I mean, really, how can a person have peace when all this is going on? In Christ is peace. Amen. There is perfect peace in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Thank God. Amen. So we continue on. God just led us in this direction. We're just going to follow Him. Amen. God's going over it with Noah and telling him that how wicked the world is, and reminded Noah. And my friend, as I was reading, and a thought came to me. Not many do, but every once in a while a thought arises. Amen. And I began to think about it. I began in verse number 14. The Bible says the Lord speaking to Noah, and He said, "Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without." Amen. I mean, He's supposed to pitch it within with pitch, and pitch it without with pitch. Amen. You know what? Well, I hear a lot of this, Pastor. I'm sure you do too. It's not what's on the outside that counts, it's what's on the inside. According to the Scriptures, it was just as important for Noah to pitch it on the outside as it was on the inside. Amen. Hey, that ark would not have floated had it only had the pitch without or within. Amen. It needed to be both ways. Amen. My friend, what I'm saying is, whatever's in here, that's important to have the Lord Jesus Christ in here, isn't it? It's equally important to have the Lord Jesus Christ on the outside. Why? Because you can't see my salvation. But you can see my works. I'm not saved by works, and you're not either. But our works verify the fact that we are saved. Amen? I mean, it's a pretty good indication. When I see somebody running around, and they've got a little thing maybe up here or a T-shirt on, it says, I don't even know any companies around here. Amen. Who? Advanced Care. Hey. Is that a business? I know the owner of that. I didn't know it was a business. Well, it's a bad example when you think about it. I'm sorry. Oh, hush. When you see him with a shirt on that says Advanced Care, you know what you would think? And they are. They're an employee. They're part of that group. Amen. And notice I did not say that they work it there. Amen, Brother Ricky. I did not say that. Hey, I'm not going to lie. But you would suppose, amen, that they work there, amen. Why? Because of what's out here. It shows, my friend, who they're yoked up with. Well, if you're going to be a Christian, you've got to live for Him. Amen. That's the part of it, amen. I mean, He gives us life eternal, and then we serve Him. Not to get life eternal. Remember, He gave us life eternal before we ever served Him. Amen. So, the two don't go together, but the two are exact.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. If you are saved, if you're genuinely saved, you'll live for the Lord.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And it's important. Now, I begin to read that. Now, I begin to think about this ark, and I realize this, that it was a divine provision.
Yeah.
It was a divine provision.
Yeah.
The ark was not Noah's idea.
Right.
Amen. Nor was it God's idea. You say, well, whose idea was it? It was God's plan.
Right, yeah.
An idea is something that pops up all of a sudden and you say, wow, and you go with it, amen? A plan is something that has been carefully, meticulously worked on, fixed up, made sure that it was going to work, everything, all the bugs are already out of it because it's already a plan. And with God, it's a plan. Salvation is a plan.
Right.
Amen. And God's got all the bugs worked out of it. There never was any, but He's got them all worked out. Amen. He don't need us to help try to plan this plan. He needs us to live it out as it's already planned. Amen. Lord, listen, I thank God. When God spoke to Noah, God knew exactly. My friend, He knew exactly how this was going to turn out. Isn't that awesome? Amen. We walk around scratching our head and trying to figure it all out. And God says, don't worry about it. I've got it all planned out. And let me tell you something. It works. God's plan works. If you're having a struggle in life, get closer to God. That's His plan. It'll work. I mean, folks, listen. If there's doubt in your mind and in your heart, get closer to God. You'll find out. It works. Amen. It was planned by God. It was not Noah's idea. It was not God's idea. But it was God's perfect plan. Amen. It was God reaching down to man because man could not reach up to Him. Amen. He did. He reached down here by way of Calvary. Some 2,000 years ago. And Jesus came so faithful, amen, because that was the Father's will. And He came and He died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And there, my friend, He prepared an ark for you and I, an ark of safety. Amen. That brings us to the next thing, my friend, when we begin to think about it. The ark was a shelter from God's judgment. Well, I hate to think of people dying and going to hell, don't you? I mean, that breaks my heart. It burdens me. And I feel sorry for people. I feel sorry for people. You say, well, you ought not to. Well, I do. I feel sorry for people that just won't believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. I feel sorry that they'll not turn from their wicked ways and turn to an everlasting God. Amen. I feel sorry for them, my friend. I know they've got the same opportunities to get saved as we did, amen? But I still feel sorry for them because it would be so easy to get caught up in this world and not acknowledge the fact that there's a God. We're living in a day and time where there are more people saying there is not a God than there are that is saying there's a God. Amen? And if you get caught up in that crowd, my friend, that's like religion. People get caught up in religions. Different religions. They'll get caught up with this group. Some will get caught up with this group. My friend, the sad thing is, neither one of those groups nor any of those groups are going to heaven. You say, I guess you know who's going to heaven? Well, I would suppose you know. I certainly do. Those that have been born again. Those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. My friend, according to the Scriptures, and I'll go with that anytime, and according to the Scriptures, that if our name is written in that book of life, we're going to heaven. But how do you get it there? Well, that's the gospel, isn't it? Amen. We get it there by trusting the Lord, trusting the plan. You'll notice as God spoke to Noah and told Noah, here's what I want you to do. And he gave forth the plan. My friend, what did Noah do? He just set out to... As a matter of fact, there's some Scriptures about what Noah did. Look with me continuing chapter number 6 and verse number 22. The Bible says, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he.
Amen?
Amen. Well, that's obedience. Now, listen to me. God already had the plan. God already had the plan. He was just looking for somebody that would live out that plan. I believe God's looking for somebody today that will live out His plan. Somebody that will live for Him and love Him and just do all, the Bible says all, not most of, but all that God had told him to do. He did it all. He did everything that the Lord... I do not believe Noah was perfect. I'm not preaching that. But I believe, my friend, he realized, I must follow God. Why? Because God had told him, I'm going to destroy this earth. I mean, it's all going to be gone. I mean, I'm going to destroy all the animals. I'm going to destroy all living things. And Noah thought, my goodness, But as Noah looked at God, what happened? He found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
And God spared his life. You know why? Or do you know how? Well, he just let it slide with Noah. No, he didn't. He had to prepare a place for Noah to protect him. Because he already said, I'm going to destroy it. And now judgment's coming.
Yes.
Amen. And so it is with us, folks. We better get prepared. I mean, as Noah's building this ark, you know what he's literally doing? He's getting prepared.
Right.
He's getting prepared for this great flood to overtake the entire world and to take everybody's life. But he's not worried and he's not walking around wringing his hands and saying, boy, I hope I'm doing the right thing. I hope. He's not hoping like that.
Right.
He's got that blessed hope. Amen. And he's got that hope, my friend, that is a sure thing.
Yeah.
Praise God for that.
Amen.
Boy, when that flood started, oh no, when the family was in there, don't you know, we talked about it a little bit the other night, don't you know they rejoiced, amen?
Right.
Why? My friend, it wasn't me. They were rejoicing and said, Dad, I'm glad you saw fit to build this ark. Boy, I'm glad that you did this, and I'm glad that you did that, and I'm glad you made us. I don't believe that was it.
Right.
I believe they were rejoicing over what God had done.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were spared by the grace of God, not by the grace of their father.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, I'm telling you, being in Jesus is a wonderful place to be in this day and time, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for us that are here right now, isn't this a glorious place to be in Jesus?
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Yeah. As the problems of life rise like the flood,
right.
I mean, we're at peace.
Right.
I mean, we're coming together, we're laughing and joking, we're having a good time in the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. We're not worried. We're not walking back and forth saying, preacher, did we do the right thing? Are we making the right choices? Or are we doing... Oh, we're not doing it. We're just saying, praise the Lord. Glory. God sure is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, last night, it like he got out of hand. I mean, that man, I'll tell you, God moved in last night, didn't he? Amen. You know why? Because we let him. We ought to invite him into our services. Instead of pushing him out, we ought to invite him in. Most churches push him out.
Right.
They don't have room for him.
Right.
He don't fit in the schedule.
Yeah.
You ought to throw your schedule away. Amen?
Amen!
Amen.
Right.
Get rid of that junk. We're not on a schedule.
Yeah. Right.
God didn't tell Noah, you're on a strict schedule, boy. You got to do this and this and this and this by this date, this and this and this by this date.
Right.
He didn't do it. Boy, he just spoke to Noah, and Noah just started building. Why? He was eager to do God's will.
Right.
You know why? He knew it was going to be for the saving of his household.
Yes.
That's what the Bible tells us.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Noah knew that judgment was coming. And now he's got to figure out how to keep his family safe during judgment time.
Right.
And it was all already planned out. Aren't you glad today you and I are not, we're not scheming and trying to plan out, what if Biden does this, and what if Biden does that, and what if Trump does this, and what if Trump does that? Well, we got to plan it out. We got to scheme. We got to get things all lined up just in case this or just in case that. Do you know you can't cover all the areas? You can't cover all the areas. And most of them, all they'll do, as you do cover them, they'll make a fool out of you. Amen. So what do? We just sit back and trust Jesus. Just go on and meet together and praise the living God that we serve. Amen. And He will keep us safe from this judgment. See, before I got saved, I didn't think about it much, to be honest with you, but just before I got saved, I got to considering this thing about the judgment. What am I going to do when I stand before God? Well, I mean, it's a spooky, scary thing when you think about that. Man, I got no sins. I mean, the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means every one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. You say, well, I have it. You just got another and added to your account. It's called lying. Because God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, you know, every one of us, we got a wagon load of sins. Amen. We got to do something with them. And you know what I found out? You can't just hide them. They'll show up again. Amen. Why? Because they're not taken care of.
Right.
That's what Noah's, the people in Noah's day had a problem with.
Yeah.
They were sinners and didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Jesus, my friend, came along to deal with our sins.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Scripture says He became sin for us.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And then when He died on the cross of Calvary and shed His precious blood, my friend, that blood was the atonement for our sins that washed our sins away.
Right.
They are gone.
Right.
They're not put away for another year.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Right.
I like that little old song. It's an old song, but I like it. It says, "What sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. From the book of life, they've all been torn out. I don't remember them anymore." Amen. They're gone. They're gone. I mean, they have totally been washed away by the precious blood of the Lamb. The only payment that could take care of our sins is Jesus Christ. Now, when I say payment, I'm not talking about a down payment nor a monthly payment. I'm talking about a final payment. Amen? I mean, for every sin that I have committed, every sin that I am committing right now, my friend, is already under the blood. Why? Because I trust in Jesus. I've asked Him to come into my heart and forgive me my sins and save me. You can do that right now tonight. I mean, you may be home and you may be watching in, my friend. Do you know that right now tonight, at this very moment, you could ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you? Folks here sitting and listening to this, you could do the very same thing. You say, "But isn't there the right time?" Sure it is. When Jesus speaks, that's the right time. When He talks to your heart, when He calls you. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, the ark was a shelter from God's judgment. People had no idea what was going to happen. My friend, according to the Scriptures, the whole time Noah's building the ark, he's also preaching to folks. They chose not to listen. Kind of sounds like today, doesn't it, Pastor? They chose not to. Oh, I don't believe that. I'm sure they was wagging their tongue about every little thing. I'm sure, my friend, as I think about it, that someone said, "That thing will never float. I don't want to get caught in that thing. It'll never float."
Right.
You say, "What do you mean? Hadn't you heard somebody say something like this?" Well, there's no way God could ever love somebody and forgive somebody for what I've done.
Yeah.
You know what they're saying? "That ark ain't going to float."
Right.
Don't you know there were people saying that and thinking that? About that crazy old man.
Yeah.
And again, he was crazy because he was old-fashioned. He believed God.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. If that makes you old-fashioned, I'm tickled to death to be old-fashioned because I believe God.
Yeah.
And you know what? The sad thing is when this life comes to an end, when this world ends, when that rapture, as we call it, takes place and we're called out of here, my friend, those that are left behind, they're going to wish that it's old-fashioned.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to do something that's very old-fashioned, and I'll guarantee you every one of them are going to do it. You say, "What's that?" They're going to cry out for mercy.
Right. Yeah.
That's old-fashioned. We even got the history of it in the book of Luke, where that rich man died and then hell lifted up his eyes being in torments.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, and he was buried, amen. And then the Bible says, and he, as he stood before Father Abraham, he cried out for mercy.
Right.
Over 2,000 years ago, that's old-fashioned.
Yes. Yeah.
But he cried for mercy. Do you know, if you're lost without Jesus Christ, my friend, have never trusted Him as your Savior, you're going to do an old-fashioned thing. You're going to cry out for mercy.
Right.
But the sad thing is, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
It'll just be too late, my friend. I mean, you'll miss it just maybe about this much. But the problem is, you'll miss it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Well, the only thing I know getting close to may make you a winner is horseshoes. You can get close and you might win the game, amen, just by being close every time.
Right.
But I'm telling you, when it comes to eternal life, you've got to be right on.
Right.
And Jesus Christ is the one. He's the ringer, amen. He's the ringer, praise God. Hey, people, I'm sure back in Noah's day, they were thinking about all things they could say to this crazy old man because they wanted to prove him wrong. But all of a sudden, the door was shut. The door.
Right.
There was a door, a window.
Right.
That was it. a windows for the time and the doors for the salvation.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. It's time to get salvation.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. It's important today. We don't need to be making excuses, my friend. We need to just stop and trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. You say, but I don't have time for that. I've got a whole life to live. You may not. Can you promise me that you're going to rise up in the morning? No one can promise that. Not a one of us can promise. The youngest one can't promise us that. One of them little bitty fellows back there can't promise us that. Amen. Oh, it doesn't matter what age we are, we cannot promise. You say, but Brother Danny, I'm full of life. There's nothing wrong with me. Why wouldn't I be alive in the morning? I don't know. Won't you ask several dead folks out there in the cemetery that you're the same age, my friend, why they took their last breath? I can tell you why. Because God said this is your last breath. And they breathed it. And you know what happened? Death hit them because God said so. But don't you understand? I don't have a thing to do with it. It's God. It's God. It's not I. It's not you, my friend. It's God. Amen. Lord, He'll keep you from this judgment. Amen. He'll keep you safe. Oh, Noah and him got in that ark, my friend. Safest place they could be was in that ark. Amen. They got in that old-fashioned ark, which was actually was a brand-new thing because they'd never seen one of them before. Amen. But they got in that ark, my friend. Listen to me. And oh, they felt, don't you know, they felt so secure. I don't think they ever once thought about what was going on the outside. Why? They were so secure and satisfied on the inside. That's the way it's going to be with us. We wonder, how are we going to take it when those folks are dying and going to hell? And first of all, we ain't going to see all that. Amen. But my friend, listen to me. We're going to be so excited. We're going to be so satisfied with what's going on in heaven, that we'll never give those a thought. They'll never enter in heaven, not even the thought of them. Because that would take away from that perfect place. So they're not going to. Amen? He said, well, you shouldn't rejoice over that. Oh, yeah, you should. I'm sorry for their dying in vain. Amen? They don't have to. And I'm honestly sorry. And I sure wish they'd get saved. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to put myself down for realizing how sweet heaven's going to be. I'm going to rejoice over it. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
I'm not rejoicing over the hard times everybody else has, but I am going to rejoice over the goodness of God to me in my hard times. Amen. I keep thinking about this, and I get to thinking, I realize this about this flood. Well, look with me. Look with me here. I gave you verse 22. Look in chapter 7 now, and verse number 5. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. Isn't that the same thing you said in verse 22 of chapter 6? You know what Noah's doing? He's living for God. He's not making a profession one day of salvation and then just living any way he wants to. But every day he's living for the Lord. Amen? And then notice, my friend, in verse number 9. Look in number 9. And there went in two and two unto Noah in chapter 7. Two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female. As God had commanded Noah, not the animals. Notice that?
Right.
Do you see that? It doesn't say He commanded the animals. I've always thought He commanded the animals, and here they came. The elephant, whatever they say, amen. Here they come, the elephants, the monkeys, the kangaroos, the giraffes, the lions, and all of them. Here they come, two by two. That's not what the Bible says. They came in according to what Noah said. They came in unto him. You know what? I begin to think about this, Brother Jeff. God's always got a plan. And His plan always works. All this is taking place, listen to me, because there's a God in heaven that's full of grace. And Noah starts following God. And then, because Noah's following God, we see the next clip of this picture. And Miss Noah is following Brother Noah. Why? Because Brother Noah is following God. But the picture don't end. Now I see Miss Noah as she's following brother Noah, and it's causing the boys Noah to fall. Amen? And the boys are following Mama. Mama's following Daddy. Daddy's following God. But wait, it even gets sweeter. I should have said more sweeter, but we won't do that. It's sweeter. Because now the wives of the sons are following the sons. Because the sons are following the mother. Because the mother is following the dad. Because the daddy is following God.
Yeah,
boy, isn't it working out great?
Yeah.
It worked out in Noah's day.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm like you. I doubt if it worked today, but it worked out in Noah's day.
Yeah.
But wait, it ain't all over yet. We see those girls as they're following after their husbands. You know what's behind them? All them animals. You say, but I thought you said they followed Noah. Who's in the line? Who's in the head of the line up there?
Yeah.
Noah. This is God's way.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Here comes the animals. They're following the girls. The girls are following their husbands. The husbands are following Mama. Mama's following Daddy. Daddy's following God.
Right.
You know what? It'll still work today. I don't care what this modern age says. It's still working today. Amen. You know what's happening? Oh, it's the same old story. We've preached it over and over. Your pastor's preached it. Every preacher that's come in has preached it. You know what's happening? My friend, instead of us doing what we're supposed to be following, amen, I guess it'd be proper to say it, when we start following the Lord, a chain reaction begins to happen. Amen?
Yeah.
But what is said today? Well, that won't work this day and time in which we live.
Yeah.
Or some wicked woman.
Yeah.
Wicked, and I say wicked, now, and our mind goes wild, but listen to me. Here's a good moral woman with a love in her heart as far as a moral woman for her husband.
Right.
And with a love in her heart, morally as good as it could be for her children. But I call her wicked. You say, well, why would you call her wicked? Because she says, I'll not follow my husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I'll not follow him. I'll walk beside him. Remember I said the other night, women, some women are in competition with their husbands to be the man of the house.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some women think, I got a right to. You better shout that as much as you possibly can, as quick as you can, because there's coming a day where that won't fly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
God didn't make it that way.
Right. Right.
Read your Bible.
Yeah.
We believe everything, especially John 3:16. But there's some scriptures we do not believe. And that's one of them. Amen. Women, you got a right to play. No, listen. I know the man has got a place to be. Where was Noah? Following God. That's my poem. Dear Lord, yes, Lord, did I mess up? Okay, I'm sorry. We're having church right now. Get right with God, and we'll talk to you later. All righty, amen. The pastor told me to say that. Amen. It's a sad thing, but it's a truthful thing. Noah has got a place, and that place is following God. I mean, he's supposed to follow the Lord very closely. I mean, my friend, he's supposed to be right there with God. So instead of God having to say, Noah, he can say, Noah. Too many of us, my friend, we're at a place in our life where God has to holler to get our attention. I was talking about that somewhere, somebody this week. about being still. We've been talking too much. Amen. Being still. Yes, ma'am. We've got a witness back there. Amen. Being still and knowing. He says, be still and know that I am God. And the problem is, my friend, listen, these people that are running around saying there is no God, you know their problem? You know what their problem is? You want me to tell you what their problem is? I'll tell you what their problem is. You know what? They're so busy, they won't shut up, they won't sit down and stop just long enough and say, Lord, are you real? You say, well, they shouldn't ask God. What's wrong with that? God's not afraid of it. He tells us to try Him. He's not afraid of being put under the microscope. Amen. He's not afraid of what you might find. For you might find He's everything He says He is. And if we get in our rightful place, men and women, if you'll get in your rightful place, amen, and young people, children, if you'll get in your rightful place, my friend, then your spouses, you'll get a spouse. Not a mouse, but a spouse. She ain't supposed to make a mouse out of you either.
Right. That's right.
But you'll get the right one, amen.
Right.
Why? Listen to me. If you're following you, I know you're not, but your mom, in this place it's grandma tonight, amen, Nana. But if you'll get in your rightful place, do you realize God's got every problem already worked out ahead of you?
Right. Yeah.
Our problem is, we're not walking close enough, and we've got a little slack. The chain ought to be flowing.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The chain, but have you noticed in our families, it's not flowing.
Yeah.
It's bumping. It's rubbing. Boy, it's terrible. It's so uncomfortable. I mean, listen, it's miserable to be around our house. That's not the way it ought to be. Our houses, our homes here on this earth ought to be a haven of rest. Where we can come away from all this fussing and fighting and cussing and carrying on. Where we can get out of that. Amen? You may have to put up with it down there on the job. And my friend, you may have to put up with the kids at school and all that. But listen to me. When you come home, it ought to be a haven of rest. That's what I like about church. I mean, you go places, you go for activities and entertainment and all that. I like my entertainment right here.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I do. You say, well, I don't call it entertainment. Well, go ahead and be spiritual, but we know the truth. Amen. Yeah, it is entertainment. I like to be entertained here in the house of God. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I mean, we go to entertainment out yonder. Wouldn't it be better to come for entertainment in God's house? I mean, this is where I long to be.
Yeah.
I like it. I enjoy it. I've been telling you all week. You know why? Because it's my life.
Sure.
I enjoy it. Oh, but listen to me. Here they are. They're following in step. They're in sync. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're each doing what they're supposed to do. And
right.
You know what? They're all benefiting from one another.
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly what God intended on us to do?
Right.
Amen? What a benefit from one another's faith.
Yes.
Cause why? Well, because that one there that I'm following, they're following Jesus.
Right.
And it makes it easier on me to follow Jesus because I'm following them who's following Jesus.
Sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
God's got a plan, folks. I'm telling you, it does work.
Yes.
It does work. My friend, not only that, but we just briefly made mention of it a while ago, but there is one door into the ark.
Yeah.
And you notice the family came in that door.
Yes.
They were invited in. Isn't it something, Brother Jeff, that Noah built the ark. We know, physically built it. God's plan, but Noah built the ark. But even though he built it, he was invited in.
Yes.
Amen? What kind of sound is that? Listen. Let me tell you. Let me interrupt my message for you. Isn't that a precious sound?
Amen.
This time last year we was praying for some boys that we was afraid might not make it. And now they're able to disrupt the service. That's precious. That's precious to think the devil like that took them out.
Right.
God said, I'm going to put them there because they need to be there to help Brother Danny out.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God's good.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, folks, listen, God invited Noah in. Do you know that no one can get saved except the Holy Spirit of God draws them?
Right. Right.
Remember that invitation? Come. Sunday morning, remember? Come. Come. Invitation. Amen. That's how Noah and them got in. Through an invitation. God said, come on in. Amen. Well, God gives everybody an invitation. We're not an elite group that God looks at and we were just something special out there. And God said, wow, I got to have them in heaven. No, we weren't even fit for heaven. But yet God said, come on in. And when we came, you know what He did? He began to wash us and scrub us and clean us and take this out of our life and that out of our life. At least He's working on taking it out. It's amazing to me how we fight Him. And we want to hold on to something that ain't even good for us.
Right.
I mean, it hasn't done anything to enrich our lives. Honest.
Right.
It has not done anything to enrich our lives. And it seems like the worse it is in our life, the more we want to fight God for. No, God, I got to have this.
Yeah.
And if we'd be honest, we'd say, oh, I don't want this.
Right. Yeah.
If we would look at it through the eyes of the Lord, we'd realize, my friend, this is called sin.
Right.
And Jesus died on the cross for our sins,
right,
that God may save us from our sins, to get us out of our sins.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, listen, folks. God's good to us, better than what we think. Man, we think we got to carry that load of sin. No, He wants us to throw it in. Let Him take care of it. Praise God. He's invited us in. Everybody that's listening, He's inviting you in that you might come in. Praise the Lord. What a God that we have. Amen. And He doesn't leave out the scrubs. Amen. The rough, the tough, and all of that. Hey, they're just as invited. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Only one door. And Jesus is that door. Amen. The Bible says if you try to come any other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. If you think, well, I don't care what you say, I'm working my way, I'm doing good at working my way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Well, Brother Danny, but I'm a hard worker. I've done all these things that anybody would be proud of. I've done all these things. Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Have you repented of your sins? Then you haven't done what's necessary.
Right. Yeah, right.
I mean, you may have all these plaques to hang on the wall.
Yeah.
But it's not a plaque to hang on the wall.
Right.
It's a heart for Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. One door, not two. Everybody's trying to... We say, a lot of times somebody will say to us, everybody's going to the same place. No, I don't think so. Amen. I don't think so. My friend, listen to me. Well, we're trying. I'm not trying. I never even started out trying. So I'm sure not trying now. My faith is built on Jesus Christ. Not my abilities. Amen. Not my trying. Praise the Lord. One door. And let me close with this right here. Listen to me. No one was born in the ark. I've heard people say, when you witness to them and talk to them about salvation, you say, have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Well, yeah, I know I'm going to heaven. Now, I was going, as far as I can remember back, when I was a little bitty fella running up and down the aisles and all over the church, my mom and dad, good Christian Sunday school teachers. Dad was a deacon. Now, don't brag in that area to me about that. Deacons ain't nothing to brag about. Amen. No, listen. Oh, mom and dad, faithful to church. Oh, yeah, they took us to church all the time. Yeah, I'm saved. Listen, you know what you're telling me? You think you're born into the family of God that way.
Yeah.
No. He says you must be born again.
Right. Yeah.
That again means you've already been born one time.
Right.
That's in the water. Amen. And now we got to be born again. That's a spiritual birth.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. He tells Nicodemus that. Right. You know, it'd help a lot. It would help a lot. It'd keep us from arguing a lot if we'd read our Bibles.
Because
they'll prove us wrong.
Right.
I'm serious. Yeah. If we would just stop and read our Bible, we'd get clarity.
Sure. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It cut out a lot of arguing because the Bible tells me so.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Well, that's what's important. It's more important to have the Bible to tell me than Brother Jeff to tell me. And I love this man. I think he's a man of God. I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just saying how the Bible used, what did he say? He says that who can forgive sins but God only.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, listen, we need to understand who can give clarity but God only. It only comes through Him. We argue about things. I got to throw this out. This is an easy one to me, but we argue about eternal security.
Yeah.
Read your Bible. You say, well, I can prove to you. No. See, that's the problem. You read it to prove something, so you misread it.
Right.
Because you already got a slant in the direction you want to go
right.
in.
Right.
If we just read it, God, show me what this scripture says. And then realize it's not just, if we take bits and pieces, we're going to find ourselves in trouble. Let's start us a new group. And let's lie. Let's cheat. Let's betray somebody. And then get all upset about it. And go out crying. And then commit suicide. And then here's where we come in. We're going to say, we're going to do that also. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about doing it also. And we know about, yes, somebody help me out. We know about him. We know about him. Judas. Amen. We know about Judas. Went out and hung himself. The other part of that, or another scripture says, do thou likewise. Are we right if we go out and hang ourselves? Huh? Are we doing God's will because God said do that? It's in the Bible. No. You don't take bits and pieces and glue it together, amen, and say this is what the Bible says. No, we take the Bible and for what it says, just the way it says it, my friend, and we read and we see, and God gives us the clear picture of it.
Right.
Amen. So it is with all. Listen, my friend, I'm going to tell you, God's inviting folks tonight that's under the sound of my voice, either here in person or out there on the airwaves. I don't know how you're supposed to put that stuff, amen? But out there, listen to me, God's inviting you to come in. And He's wanting you to come in. And He's wanting to birth you into the family of God. Not your mom and dad birthing you in. And you can't get in that way. He's wanting to birth you into His family. And the reason is, if you are birthed in through mom and dad, you've got their ways. You say, well, what's wrong about that? A whole lot. Because you know what? Listen to me. They are born sinners.
Right.
If God births us into the family, we take on His likeness.
Right. Amen.
Amen. That's the reason some of us are struggling tonight to live for God, because we have got the likeness of our moms and dads of the flesh, in other words.
Right.
Amen. And we're having to struggle living for God. Why, my friend? Because our likeness is not His likeness. Our ways are not His ways, and it ought to be the other way. It says it the other way. His ways are not our ways.
Right.
Well, was it true when He said that?
Yes.
And it still is.
Yes.
What we need to do is just get born into the family. Quit fighting.
Right. Right.
Quit struggling. It's a shame to fight about this and struggle about it and then die in your sins and go to hell.
Yes.
When you just trust Jesus,
right.
Believe Him, then you go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And as we've already said, no man cometh to the Father but by me.
Right.
That's the Holy Spirit of God. He directs us to the Father.
Right.
He brings us to the Father.
Right.
He says, come.
Right.
come. Come, Christian. We're going to be thankful tonight for this precious ark that we're already in.
Right.
And it's going to keep us from judgment. Man's judgment, the things that's going on in this life.
Right.
And it's going to spare us from the judgment to come.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'll not be even scratched by the judgment.
Right.
Amen. Why? Because I'm in the ark of safety, Jesus Christ.
Right.
What about you tonight? What about you tonight? Let's all stand. Everyone standing, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, Lord, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, for your plan, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, we pray that you'd speak to hearts tonight. I pray you've already been doing it. I believe you have. You've been talking to people tonight, Lord, to their hearts. Lord, I pray this very night, right now, that someone, whether they be here, as we've already said, or whether they be yonder at home or somewhere listening, God, I pray tonight, Father, that they would stop. Right now, they'd just stop. And they'd pray and say, "Oh, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, forgive me and save me. God, I want to go to heaven. I ask you to forgive me of my sins that I might be saved. God, I want to be born again. I want to be like you." Lord, help them tonight to pray a prayer or something like that. They don't have to say the words exactly like I said it. Because, Lord, it's not a prayer. Father, it's a person, Jesus Christ, that they need to be letting in their heart. I pray you to help them tonight. Help us Christians tonight, Lord. Oh, how blessed we are to, God, have a marvelous plan that is going to take care of us through the judgment. Oh, dear Lord, thank you so much for that. Lord, help us to live for you, God. Help us to, as we've said last week, Lord, as we was preaching, Lord, that we'd let our little light shine. God, I believe Noah was a man that had a light that shined. Lord, it shone in the darkness. It shone in the light. Lord, when time came, Father, that light shone him the way in that ark. God, I thank you for the faithfulness there. Help us tonight, Lord. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Pastor.